President Trump's fiscal 2019 budget proposal would give a bump in funding to the IRS to bolster enforcement. But it would also cut 4,000 jobs in the taxpayer services branch, including staff who answer taxpayer questions over the phone. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman joins me with more on what the Trump budget has in store for IRS and other federal agencies. And Jory, let's start with the IRS. Give us some more details.
The top line budget numbers for the IRS haven't moved very much. The FY 2019 budget plan proposes an $11.1 billion budget, but that's down from the $11.2 billion budget the agency got in fiscal 2017. But the president wants to increase enforcement spending at the IRS. In his budget, he calls for $15 billion of increased enforcement spending over the next 10 years.
And does that start this next year?
Yes. Okay. It starts with a down payment of about $320 million. So that's an investment he says more than pays for itself. The White House says that $15 billion over 10 years would bring in an additional $44 billion in additional tax revenue. It's not too surprising to see this change being proposed. Last month, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said the Trump administration would seek more money for the tax reform law that was passed last December.
And what about that cut to taxpayer services? That's something they have been grappling with year after year.
It's an ongoing question of where the IRS should spend its tax help resources. Last month, National Taxpayer Advocate Nina Olson projected that with current staffing levels, the IRS would only be able to answer 40% of the basic tax help questions over the phone this tax filing season. Meanwhile, the IRS has been developing more online services for taxpayers, and that's where the Trump administration seems to be investing as well. The FY 2019 budget would appropriate $110 million for an IT modernization fund and $2.3 billion just to keep its systems currently running. We'll see more of this in March in the president's management agenda, but the budget does signal a shift away from what it calls low-value work to high-value work. The way things are going, more people are filing their taxes online, so does it make sense to keep the same number of employees manning the phones and answering questions for people that could probably find the answer a lot quicker online?
I guess it depends on how many phone calls they actually get. No surprise, though, that the union isn't too happy with this, is it, Jory?
The National Treasury Employees Union says they take issue cutting 4,000 jobs away from taxpayer services. And as the National Taxpayer Advocate points out, there are still a lot of taxpayers out there who don't have reliable internet or feel comfortable filing their taxes online on a computer or on their mobile device.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman, and there are budget cuts elsewhere besides the IRS. What are some of those?
The National Institute of Standards and Technology, which develops compliance standards on everything from cybersecurity to digital authentication to information sharing, faces a massive cut in terms of its budget and its workforce. The White House proposes cutting NIST's budget by more than $316 million, more than a third of the budget it already has. Meanwhile, the spending plan also calls for cutting nearly 400 jobs, or about 15% of NIST's workforce. The Trump administration also is looking at further workforce cuts to the Environmental Protection Agency. The FY19 budget proposes cutting a quarter of the EPA's environmental programs and management staff. That's about 2,400 employees. And to put that number in perspective, last month, the EPA said its workforce fell below 15,000 employees for the first time since the Reagan administration. Last summer, the agency offered buyouts and early retirement to more than 1,200 employees, and about 400 took the offers. So there's a possibility of more downsizing in the works at the EPA.
Now, there's some areas where spending would go up under the Trump proposal. What are some of those?
The Census Bureau would actually get quite an increase in funding. That's because it's entering the home stretch for the 2020 count. The White House would give $3.8 billion to the Census, an increase of $2.3 billion from current levels. To ensure that it has the resources it needs going ahead, the Trump administration is mindful of the risks associated with this count. The Government Accountability Office recently added the 2020 count to its high-risk list for running behind schedule and over budget. This spring, the Census is doing its first field test of the equipment it'll be using for the 2020 count. That scaled back from the three tests it originally planned to do. Among the things they'll be testing is its Census Enterprise data collection and processing system. This integrated set of information systems Census is trying to set up to share the data that it collects more easily. And much like the IRS, the Census Bureau is really trying to be mindful of delivering more digital services. But if these tests don't come through, the Census Bureau has already warned it could go back to using paper forms.
And we saw that a couple of censuses ago, the last one, as a matter of fact, in the 2010 count. at the last minute, they switched to paper. I think Lockheed had that contract to process all that paper because the mobile devices, which were pretty common even back then, just didn't work out for Census. So sounds like they have a contingency plan just in case.
Right. It's an ambitious goal to be more digitally mindful, but there is that fallback.
I guess in 2020, I guess it's still ambitious for the Census Bureau, maybe not for other organizations. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out his ongoing coverage at federalnewsradio.com.